This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg. Car thefts are down at Denver International Airport, long a hotspot for property crime. According to data from DIA, November 2023 saw 11 car thefts compared to 39 thefts in November 2022, and the airport saw 10 thefts in December, a busy travel month. Airport officials credit more cameras and police among other efforts to stop crime. Colorado students saved nearly $3 million in college application fees from the state's Free Application Day. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Students submitted nearly 65,000 college admission applications. That's a slight increase over last year. It's the sixth year that the state has waived application fees to Colorado institutions. The initiative is designed to boost the state's college-going rate and erase equity gaps. Nearly half of the applications were submitted by students of color, more than a third by first-generation students. Colorado's institutions don't require SAT scores. 70% of students applied without test scores, an 8% jump over last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Biden administration is making a big push to expand solar energy and battery storage projects on public land. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has just released a new roadmap detailing how it plans to do that in 11 western states. In Colorado, the agency is eyeing more than 90 square miles of BLM land. And this is CPR News and KRCC.